Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
Terry's Brekkie Show, Albany 783 Triple M, and it is Perinatal Depression and Anxiety Awareness Week, and there's a misconception of perfect parenting, and it is risking lives out there. New data has found 1 in 10 callers to the Panda helpline are at serious risk of self-harm or suicide. Post and antenatal depression and anxiety affects around 100,000 Australian families every year, and having a chat now with Terry Smith from Panda. Terry, as you know, parents prepare to welcome a new arrival, there is help at hand out there.
Look, there absolutely is. And what we know from our helpline is that new parents, and we need to talk about that right from the start of pregnancy, just really aren't expecting that they might have difficulty with their mental health. So there's a lot of focus on physical health issues right from the start of the pregnancy with those, you know, very important antenatal appointments. But we often forget to talk about what can happen in the emotional and mental health space. So, you know, you mentioned before, this is 100,000 families across the country. But to bring that down a bit more locally, what that means is one in every five mums are going to have an experience of depression or anxiety.
With the increased pressure for some people out there when they're about to become parents, where is that pressure coming from in the community?
Oh, look, yeah, I think we live in a world of pretty fast media these days, don't we? And those images, particularly in the social media space, but any of the online media, there's a lot of sort of online mummy blogging. There's lots of great information out there, but sometimes that can get overwhelming, and certainly if you have a look at what those images of parenting are, I mean, the very idea that you can be a perfect parent, you know, it's not possible. It's really not possible. And but there is so much pressure, and we know that new families tend to post the highlight reels. You know, you don't post the bad days. There's very few people out there in that social media space talking about just how tough it can be, along with the joy. You know, it's very possible to have lots of joy, but there's certainly challenges for mums who are well. But also, if you throw in an illness, anxiety or depression, then it's extremely tough going. And you know, my view is that we need to scrap the idea of a perfect parent and accept that that being a good parent and doing your best is good enough.
And understand that, you know, that there is a helpline there. Now, is that 24 hours a day?
Look, it's not a 24-hour day. It's a Monday to Friday service that runs in West Australian time from 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And then that shifts off to 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
On Saturday night, it's going to be a special evening down at Swarbrick Street in Emu Point, because we've got Albany's third Light the Night, and we're calling on locals to let their hope shine this spring and help to cure blood cancer forever. And having a chat now with Gail Harmon from the Friends of Leukemia Foundation in the Great Southern. Gail, only a few sleeps to go before we get into Light the Night. How is everything coming along?
Very well, thanks, Terry, and thanks for having a chat. It's wonderful to catch up with you again. Yeah, everything's pretty well in order. We're just praying that the rain stays away.
Well, looking at the forecast for the weekend, we might see one or two showers, but nothing too serious at this stage.
No, as long as it's not around come evening time, I think we'll have a lovely evening.
Now, with Light the Night, you've got a twilight walk coming up on Saturday night, which raises funds for blood cancer research. And family, friends and colleagues out there are encouraged to gather to shine beautiful lanterns of hope. You've got three different colours at Light the Night this year.
Yes, that's right, Terry. We have a yellow lantern, which represents the loss of a loved one. So anyone can come along and purchase one of those. All lanterns are $20. So the yellow is for someone that has passed on. A white lantern is to signify someone's own blood cancer journey, so they can be, you know, in remission or having treatment at the moment, but they can manage to come along. That'd be wonderful. And then the blue lanterns are for those who want to show support to family, friends and the community. And I tell you what, they look absolutely brilliant reflecting on the water at Emu Point.
Yeah, it should be a special evening on Saturday night. Looking forward to being part of it. And the Friends of Leukemia Foundation in Albany do a variety of fundraisers each year.
Yes, that's right. This is just one of them. Light the Night monies go to research. As we all know, research into any cancer is vitally important. But we also have a golf day in March, and a few sausage sizzles, etc., through the year, and all those funds go to accommodation in Perth. So for anyone in the Albany and the Great Southern who needs a bed in Perth for up to 12 months or more, there's one there available.
And there's been a lot of money raised since 2005. The Leukemia Foundation has invested about $30 million in research with guidance from an independent panel of experts. This is fantastic work, but still more work needs to be done.
Oh, definitely. They're predicting by 2035 they might be able to actually cure some of the blood cancers. So the more dollars we can put their way to these brilliant people, the better we'll be.
And we can't do it without you, so make sure you get along to Light the Night on Saturday evening. Swarbrick Street, Emu Point. People can get down there from about 5:30.
Yeah, about 5:30. Come along, have a sausage, sizzle, a coffee, play some lawn games. And then about 7:30 we'll walk. And prior to that, we'll listen to the wonderful Flinders Park Choir.
Light the Night, Saturday evening, Swarbrick Street, Emu Point for the Leukemia Foundation. Gail Harmon, thank you so much.
Thanks, Terry, and have a wonderful day.
Time for some tech talk this week with Trent Geddes from techwrap.net. Trent, Netflix is in the news because they've announced their Australian viewing statistics and a little bit of a surprise in some areas.
Yeah, they've done a bit of a survey recently, an update to some previous surveying they've done in the last couple of years of being in the country. From the survey they've done, they found 59% of the surveyed audience are streaming Netflix on the go. And on the go essentially means, you know, getting away from watching it on the TV screens and using more so a mobile phone or a tablet to access the service. And, you know, leaving the house and you know, watching it on public transport and watching it sitting around in public as something a little bit more entertaining to do than maybe just using their phone normally to chat to friends and family. You know, people are watching it on the way to work, watching it in cafes and you know, killing time when they're on the plane, for instance. And apparently, get this, 8% actually admit to using their mobile phone to Netflix on the toilet.
I'm not in that statistic. I hate using my phone on the toilet. I think it's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, there is a potential for germs and other nasty things to congregate around your mobile phone. So it's better to leave it in the pocket when you're having a break.
Or just leave it outside.
Or that.
In terms of my habits, I like to get in and out of the big room of the house pretty quickly. No comment.
I'm not going there.
We'll leave it at that. Sounds of Albany. Jackpot this morning is at a very nice $1,940 with Christmas only a month off. That'll be very nice in your bank account ahead of a busy festive season, where the credit card certainly gets a workout. Well, certainly has more of a workout than myself. Here's the sound. What is it? And where can you find it? Triple M. Hello. Good morning. Sound of Albany. What do you reckon it is?
I think it's the sound of a turnstile clicking out at the Whaling Station as you go from Moby's Gift Shop out into the Whaling Museum.
Oh, very specific there. Moby's Gift Shop. What can you find in Moby's Gift Shop?
Oh, lots of good gifts. And the museum at the station is absolutely beautiful. Anyone that hasn't been out there for a long time, come out. There's lots of changes. It's really good tourist environment now with the animals and the botanic gardens up the top.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty good spot out there. Of course, the big open day earlier this year had a huge turnout.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, can't give you the money, though.
No, that's
not the
okay.
One, not the turnstile clicking out at the Whaling Station.
Back to the drawing board. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks.
Sounds of Albany today, jackpot at $1,940. Rebecca, what do you reckon it is?
I'm hoping it is someone putting a glass of alcohol on a bar.
A glass of alcohol on a bar. Where would that be happening?
Due South.
A glass on a bar at Due South. Unfortunately, not the one.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, Beck, can't give you the money.
No worries. Thanks.
And the Sound of Albany tomorrow rises to $1,960. It's your Sound of Albany on Triple M.